she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear Mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember Mama in a happy way.
She said,
Sister Shirlene is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door, but she looked out there and saw me, shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a last time. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. What a beautiful song. What a powerful testimony. And I'm here to tell you that I can truly attest to what the songwriter Shirley Caesar said. Once you come in contact with God, that you will never be the same. I tell you this, I tell you over there in Fiji, I tell you in South Africa, everywhere, all over God's land, we all know once we come, you have a true experience with God, you will never be the same. We say good morning, good morning, good morning. We are just so grateful this morning to come to us, to have you meet God at our executive meeting as we go into just a powerful day of praise, because it is fantastic Free to Praise Friday. Don't you dare sit down on your praise. Don't you dare slumber on your praise. Don't you dare be too lazy to get up and give God a praise. It is Free to Praise Friday day. So I am just so grateful on this morning that you are right now praising God. You are up on your feet. You are clapping your hands. You are stomping your feet. You are raising your hands. And you are giving God all the praise. Why? Because he woke you up this morning. It may not be morning where you're at right now, but guess what? He started your day. He was right there with you. He's walking right with you. You have something to pray for. You may have had a bad night last night, but guess what? You're up this morning in the land of living. You're breathing. You're doing just what God has for you to do this morning, knowing that he is with you. So again, we say good morning. We thank you again for prioritizing your morning and allowing God to be first. As he feeds us today and he gives us the living water, so we will not thirst again. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saints. And once again, thank you for tuning in with us at our Zephyr meeting. And God, thank you, God, for coming in with your prominent presence, God. Present us, God, for you, oh God. Thank you, God, once again. Thank you, Jesus. Bless for me, God, and more of you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. This day that many don't get to see, oh God. So we thank you, God, for the awakening, oh God. We thank you, God, for the blessing itself, oh God. We thank you for the men and women, oh God, that's listening on this line today, oh God. We thank them, God, because we know, God, it's you bringing them here, God, to fellowship and listen to get the word for you, oh God. We thank you, God, this day, oh God, and forevermore, God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you do, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you've given us and that you've added to us, God, that it made no sorrow, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for the lifting, God. We thank you for the anointing, God. We thank you for the mercy, God. We thank you for the grace, oh God. We thank you for all the things, God, that comes from you, oh God, that you pour into us, oh God. We thank you for the anointing, oh God. We thank you, God, for your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for leading us down a path, God, of straightness, oh God. We thank you, God, for the help, oh God. We thank you, God, for the blessings, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things, God, we know that comes from you, oh God. You are the helping which our
all things come, oh God. So we shall look to the heavens, oh God, for which you pour out the blessings, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for all things, God, that we know, God. We know, God, that no, God, that's coming in our way that we cannot fathom and see, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for pouring into our life, oh God. We thank you for accepting us, oh God. I thank you, God, for allowing me to come into your presence, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing me to be in your presence, God, even in times where I didn't deserve to be, oh God. We thank you, God, for all this, God. We thank you, God, for the things that you do, God, that we know that, God, that we cannot put our hands on, God, at this time period, God, because we're waiting in your timing, oh God. We thank God for you for those things. We thank you, God, for the things that we're working in right now, God, that we cannot understand, God, but we look past that, God. We continue to press. We continue to press, God. We will thank you, God, for the pressing, oh God, because we know it's to make us better, God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're giving us, oh God. We thank you because you want us to be better. You thank you. I thank you, God, because you want us to do better. We thank you, God, because you want us to see better, oh God. We thank you, God, because you want us to have better, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, in your name, oh God. I lift you up high. Thank you, Jesus Christ. It's you forevermore. I shall praise your name. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Faith. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Is in your name. I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's you, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, boy. She had a praise down in that belly this morning. This did you all hear Minister Takeda say, God, I thank you for just allowing me to be in your presence. That was awesome to me because sometimes we forget how special that is, that God loves us so much that we can be in his presence. It's not about us, about him being in our presence, but he opens up the portals, the heavens, your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, so you can be in his presence. So you cannot, you don't have to be outside. You don't have to be outside of his will. You can be in his will all the time. But the beauty of it, she thanked him for allowing her to be in his presence even when she does not deserve it. That tells me that even when I'm not at my best, even when I'm falling short, even when I'm still doing the same thing over and over, I know that my Father is a forgiving God. I know that my Father is a Father that's never going to leave me nor forsake me, but he allowed me to remain in his presence. All I have to do is ask him. All I have to do is be obedient. All I have to do is continue to press through during the hard times. All I have to do is press through when I just feel like that the weight of the world is on my shoulders. All I have to do is just keep tarrying and sometimes just saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Or maybe I just might need to just shout out his name, because we do know that it is something about the name of Jesus. Minister Shakita, I want you to expound on you thanking God for being, allowing you to be in his presence. Go ahead, baby. Expound on that.
Yes, Evangeline. See, the reason why I came that way is because I was once ashamed to even allow God for me to even try to want to be in God's presence, because I was doing things that was of the world. I was doing things in this world that I knew was not of God, but what it did, it made me feel good. What it did, it made me have a little fun. But God stayed right there with me regardless, and even in places and clubs and alleyways where I didn't have no business being, God stayed there with me and told me, no, baby girl, that ain't the way. I'm the truth and I'm the life. If you can turn away from that, if you can turn away from this, if you can turn away from this habit, if you can turn away from that drug, if you can turn away from that habit, if you can turn away from this spirit, if you can turn away from that Jezebel spirit, if you can turn away from that lust spirit, clearly he spoke to me. If you can turn away from that lust spirit, I will give you all the things that you have even out there going out there and try to get. It was God. I had to come in. He allowed me to be in his presence. I was scared because I was doing things that I knew that God did not like. I was raised up in the church, so I'm one of those people that I knew better from the jump. I still tried it, and I, even when I fell short, he allowed me to fall, scrape my knees, but he picked me back up and dusted me off and tell me to get up and keep walking. He did not allow me to wallow in my pity. He do not allow me to wallow in no self-hate. He do not allow me to wallow in no, he do not allow me to do things that I used to do. He did not allow me to lie. He did not allow me to gossip. He made me take accountability for the things that I was doing in life, and I had to rectify them to get into a place to where I'm now safe and I'm okay and I'm happy and I'm in joy and being in the presence of God. I know even being without him being in my presence, I feel a lack. I feel like something I lost. And when I don't pray, I feel like the day that I don't pray, the minute or second that I don't pray, I'm walking around feeling like I was lost and I'm looking for something. And I was wondering one day, I kept trying to figure out what I was looking for. I was looking in my book bag one day, and the apostle, I was at work, and the apostle said, Shaquita, what you looking for? And he said, I said, I don't know, apostle, I think I'm looking for my lip gloss. He said, I hope you find it real quick. And I was like, he didn't even know I wasn't looking for my lip gloss. I was not in the place where I supposed to be in. I was not prayed up. I was not in my place where I supposed to be in. And it had me just looking. I don't know why I was searching in my pocket, but I was looking for God. I had lost something, so I had to stop for a second. I went outside around the corner of the building. I said, God, please center me in you, oh God. Please, God, come into, let me come, allow me to come into your presence, oh God. I had to get to the point where I had to ask him, can I come, Lord? Is it okay for me? He said, yeah, come on now, daughter. You know better than that. I'm always here with you. That was God in my life telling me the whole time when I was out there doing wrong, Shaquita, come. Come here, Shaquita. Come here, Shaquita. No, stop. When I was, even when I was in the wrong way, places, doing some time, doing places in areas, doing things that I had no business doing, I knew for a fact it was God that knocked me on my butt and knocked me down to stop me from dying, from stopping me from getting killed, from stopping somebody taking my head off, because I was out here doing things in this world that could have got me hurt. It was the Lord that saved me. It was the Lord that saved me. God himself allowing me to come in his presence, staying, keeping me in the presence of him. It was only God. It wasn't me. I thought it was me. And that's when I was sitting up in this world thinking I was the one had the power, knowing I knew right from wrong. I knew right from wrong. Back to you, Evangelist.
Oh, Jesus, what a powerful testimony. And you know what, Minister Shaquita, I do not know why God shifted us this way, because you and I know we had something else planned. But one thing we know about God, he always puts us in a place where somebody needs to hear a word. And you just opening up and letting people know that it wasn't all about you, but it's all about God and him not allowing you to just leave out of his prayer. You had to ask him. You asked him, can I come into your presence? And see, that is the beauty of it. That's the most profound thing that she said. She asked him, and then she was transparent. She got to the place and said, I was looking for a lip gloss, but that's not really what I was looking for. I was a little confused. I was in a place where I knew that I needed God, but I just couldn't find him because, see, I was in a blind moment. I was in a chaotic moment. I was in a moment where I thought I had lost him, so I had to beg him and plead with him, God, please let me come back into your presence. Let me come into your presence. And that is just, this is what we need to do, saints. God sets things up for us. God, the scripture says that God never leaves us, or neither does he, nor does he forsake us. And what we need to understand is that scripture is true. Even through the times that we may sit and be going through our bumpy roads, our difficult times, our times of disobedience, you may not feel the presence of God, but that does not mean, because see, he's everywhere.
His love is unconditional and it never fails. What it should be telling you is exactly what Minister Chiquita just gave a testimony about. I needed to get myself together. I needed to realize exactly who he is and who I was to him. I needed to understand or needed to know or get to a place because I knew, she said she knew. I knew who he was. I knew that his presence was available, but I was in an act of disobedience. And this is why it is so, so important for us to understand that obedience is better than sacrifice. And I'm going to say that again. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And there's many, many people, many prophets, many people in the Bible that we can go to and we can flip the pages, and their stories can attest to obedience is better than sacrifice. One of them is, and it's my favorite story, is Jehoshaphat and his whole entire clan. A prophetic word came and said, you don't have to worry about this. This battle not yours. It's the Lord. He's going to fight your battle. All you need to do is stand still. How many of us have battles going around us, just going around, no matter what that battle is? It could be your mind battling something. You're depressed. You're financially depleted. Trouble with the law. All type of different things going on in your mind. And God brings a word to you, or he brings someone to you. You may be even looking at the scriptures. And he tells you in the scriptures, because one thing we know about God, his word, he is a God, his word never comes back void. And one thing, once that word, that prophetic, a true prophetic go out and you receive it, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it if that person is a true or a true man or woman of God by their actions. Of course, you have to test the spirit. And see, when this man in Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, when he told, he was amongst the crowd, and he spoke what God had told him. And when you sit there knowing that you have all these different armies coming up against you, and somebody tells you explicit instructions, all you need to do is stand. And they all of Jehoshaphat and his people did was they had to stand. They went into the presence of the Lord and allowed God to fight their battle. And in that, they started praising him. Music started praying. People started singing. The choir started singing. They had already prepared for the battle the day before. When they went, they prayed. They fasted. They went down on their knees as together a congregation. They came together as one and went before the Lord, and he went and he fought their battle. And these are the things, that's one of many stories. And guess what? Because of their obedience, they sacrificed their life. They could have ran to the hills. They could have took out swords. They could have took out bows and arrows. They could have did all type of things. But they trusted. They trust the word of God that came across to them to know. And see, Jehoshaphat already knew. He already had. He had a personal relationship with God. So he already knew what to expect. He didn't have to second guess it. He already knew that God was going to be there. He already had this entered into the presence of the Lord. God had already did some things. So he already knew who God was. And see, that's where the problem comes in. We sit and we may sit and see a little thing take place, and we'll look up to the heavens and we'll say, thank you, God, not even knowing or not even truly believing that God, you were in his presence and God sent you that blessing. You'll just sit and say it by habit. You'll sit and say it just because you feel like that's the norm. That's what you're supposed to do. The story, the song that came on this morning, Shirley Caesar playing with God, playing with God, and the mama says, stop playing with God. See, when you have a personal experience with God, then you enter into his presence. When you enter into his presence, when he trusts you enough to enter into his presence. Remember Moses entered into his presence. He trusted Moses. He knew Moses' heart. He knew that he was loyal to a cause. He knew that no matter what the circumstances, what the situation, Moses tried to get out of it. But God equipped him for whatever he had to do. And that's what God does for us now. It's no different. It is no different. If you let go of different things or get into a place of transparency, as Minister Takeda has testified on today, as I've testified on so many times, Apostle Temple, everybody that God has placed before you during this time that he's feeding you, if you trust and believe the things that are being said, and not just said, the actions, leading by example, then there's no problem for you to go into the presence of the Lord. See, what happens is we get into a place where we feel like that God is not going to forgive us, or he's not going to forget our sins. But in Psalms 103, he says he forgiving the sin. One sin is in the east, one is in the west. They are separated. God does not sit there. He does not continuously remind us of our sins. Of course, he definitely does not want us to continue to sin over and over again. God wants you to get it right. God wants you to get it right. Let me tell you this. When Jehoshaphat and his clan went and did exactly what God told them to do, while they were singing, playing music, and just standing there praising God in his presence, God was confusing the enemy. He was confusing the enemy while they were there in his presence. And he caused them, the enemies, to turn on each other, to start fighting each other. But this is when you get to the point of being obedient in the presence of the Lord, he will start blessing you. Jehoshaphat and his clan, it took 4 days, if I'm not mistaken, for them to gather the plunder. The plunder, that means the blessings, the things, the silver, the gold, whatever it was at that time. It took them days to gather. And this is what takes place when you are in a place where you are in his presence, when you are not outside of his will. I remember maybe a year going into AVM. My apostle used to take a board, and Sundays he would get up, and this is before we would receive the word. This is how much he wanted, was pulling, drawing. God was using him to draw people into his presence by teaching them. He would take a board, and I remember it was one illustration that he had, and we stayed on it for a couple of weeks because, see, one thing about us, we feel like that we get it that one time and we can go out and start doing different things. No, it's not like that. It's a process. It's a process that you have to go through. And during this time, he drew this big circle. And as the times went on, the circle, he would draw another circle, and explaining, staying in the will of God and all the different things that would keep you out of his presence. His presence is being in his will, being in the will of God. And in illustrations, he would take his time out to get props and different things and have illustrations to show us how important it is to remain in the will of God in his presence. You know, and I just felt that was so profound. And I'm glad to hear Minister Chiquita's testimony this morning because she was one of the partakers. She was one of the people that was sitting in the congregation that was being fed the word of God. And this is why it is so easy for Apostle Temple to get on this broadcast and let you all know the blessings that God God continuously pour out. This is why he tells you all the time not to give up, to persevere, to keep moving, to keep going, and to remain in the will of God. Because in these illustrations, it was one time, even it was an illustration where Satan was pulling people away, pulling them, trying to keep them from not entering into the will of God. I sit and say to you all today, pay attention to the things that are pulling you away. Because one thing about God is a God that he loves us, but one thing we did learn, he's not going to fight. He's not going to fight or come into a place where he's trying to fight to get into your heart. He's not. We have the freedom of choice, but he will show you the things that you can receive, the things that the blessings that you can receive, the knowing that you can receive, the safety net that you can receive, the comfortability that you can receive by staying in his presence. How do we stay in his presence? Like Minister Chiquita say, you stop, you come out of the alleys, you come out of the clubs, you come out of places that's occupying your mind, that's having you to do things, that's purposely having you to sin, purposely having you to turn your back on God. But if you remain in a place like Jehoshaphat and his clan did, this nation, that nation did, surely you can know that you will be blessed. Surely you will know that God is right there, because it's not that you have to search. You don't have to search. You don't have to put your hands before you and start moving them all there. God, where are you? Where you at, Father God? Because another thing he tells us, that he will provide all our needs. He will provide all of our needs. And sometimes when you are obedient, he gives you your wants. He gives you your wants. But we have to remain faithful. We have to remain loyal. We have to remain committed. We have to remain dedicated. You have to have a renew. You have to renew your mind daily. You need to pray and ask God to create in you a clean heart daily. Then you have to build a force around your heart and protect that heart, so the diabolical imps cannot come in and penetrate your camp. You have to be in a place where you remain in his presence. What does that mean? That means that you have to be in a place of preparation every single day of your life. You have to get up. You need to pray. You need to consecrate yourself. You need to get into a place where you are ready to fast for the cause that you want. If you all can remember, I'm going to give you a short testimony. Two months straight, when the winter seasons came, my voice was just steady going. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you why I love my Apostle Temple Spencer. Because at the end of the day, once God picks you or chooses you to do something, nothing or nobody should be able to take you away from the assignments that you have. See, most people are sitting and tell you, oh, it's okay. It's okay, baby. It's okay. You can do this. It's all right. God still got you or whatever. But when you look at the people, see, when people pull your shirt tail and you are in a place to receive that pulling, God opens those. He opens your eyes. He opens your eyes. One way God opened my eyes, he takes me to the scriptures. And then I sit and I look at the prophets of the old, Jeremiah, Elijah, all of them, Nehemiah, all the different prophets that had to go through something. And then Peter, Paul, all of them. And I sit and say to myself, that regardless of what their circumstances was, they were continuing to press on. That's being in his presence. Pressing on is being in his presence, continuing to endure, getting up and making a conscious decision, even if you cannot. This is what the Holy Spirit let me know about all the days that I were not able to get there. He said, do you not know
that I provide all of your needs? Do you not know that I would not let a lack of? My people were hungry. My people were looking to meet me at the table. Do you not think if your voice gave out, if you could not hear, that somebody else would have stepped in and continued to feed my people? You know what I had to say? Yes, Lord. I did not look at it that way then. But when it was brought to my attention and I received what was said, I was able to see God gave me a new direction, a new vision to look at things differently. He allowed me to see how important my assignment is, how important it is to remain in his presence, because when we in his presence, we still have a voice. Huh? When we in his presence, he's going to give you that fresh wind when you can breathe, when you feel like that you cannot breathe. When you're in his presence, as he did Minister Chiquita, he took away the things that may have been hindering her. And that's the beauty of being in his presence. Come on back in here, Minister Chiquita. Come on back in and finish this up, Minister Chiquita.
Yes, he did. And to the point where some things where I used to be an alcoholic to the point right now in this day and point, I can't even taste a drop of it. It'll make me sick. And I did not understand then, but I understand now that what it was doing, it was causing things in my body. It was causing me to act such a way that wasn't of God. It was causing a lot of devastation and causing me to push a lot of people in the way away with this habit. So once God took it out, once I allowed God, once I stopped and I seen which way I was going and how I was looking and the presentation of God that I was displaying unto the earth that wasn't of God, he sat me down for a long time. He sat me down to the point where I had a stroke. And I had to change my whole, I lost my memory and everything. So I had to get my whole entire mind and everything back right. Only thing I could lean on when I had that stroke was God. Because when I woke up, I didn't remember nobody but my husband and my mama. I didn't even remember my children. I had to lean on God to ask God, God, what's going on? Who is these people calling me mommy? What's going on, God? What's going on? What's going on? So God's like, no, I need to change you again. I need to take things out of you that's in you that I didn't put into you that you put up on your own. They wasn't of God and you knew better. So right now, this is a hard spanking for you. No, it ain't the adversary. It's me doing this for you right now because I want you to change. Now, do you want to walk again? Do you want to talk again? He said, yes, and change from them ways. Don't do those things anymore. It's me, God, that's doing this. Sometimes we sit up there. No, I know sometimes. A lot of times we sit up and we put things on the adversary instead of taking accountability. It's something that the apostle taught me, taking accountability of the things that we do and we allow to take part in our life and take a responsibility of those things that we did. Until we come into that realization in our life that we have to accept those things, then we can wholeheartedly be in the presence of God and deserve to be in the presence of God at that point in time because we have put past ourselves. See, once you get past self and allow God to take over, things will come into your life that you wouldn't even know about. I can't even, I promise you one day I'll be able to tell you this story, but things will come in your life that you'll be in awe or out of that you didn't even know that you'll be like, why? How did I need, did I deserve this? God, did I even deserve this? And he'd be like, yes, it's your time because you made the sacrifice. You fought through the things that's in his presence. It's not about how many times you fail. It's about how many times you get up and you keep on pressing with the Lord. He don't worry about you falling. Now, don't get into the place of keep falling. Now, he started looking at you a little bit like, come on now. You know better. But he allows you to fall so you can get back up into his presence.
That's the opportunity of Lord. That's the grace and the mercy of God himself. Him giving you the opportunity to anew, turning things over so for the better, for you can be to have the things and be and want the things that you want in life, for you can to obtain them. God gives them to you. Ain't no can. He will give them to you. He has, and he do. He's giving to you right now. You're in the presence of it. You may not realize that you're in the presence of it right now because God is right now trying to get you to turn some things around in your mental, turn some things around in your spiritual, turn some things around in your natural life, also to connect with the spirit, with the physical, with the spiritual. All those have to align up, your heart, your body, your mind, and your spirit, your soul. All those things have to connect. So you have to stay in the presence of God. You have to pray. You have to fast. You have to live a lifehood of solidarity unto the Lord to where you know better. Just know, if you know better, like my husband said, you know better, you'll do better. But if you know better, stand in the presence of God. You pray, fast, seek him, turn from the things that's out in your life. Yes, I know that you may feel a little ashamed, but it's okay. That's okay. It's a feeling. Work through it. It's okay to feel ashamed because you are coming into an awakening of you doing wrong. So accept that you did something wrong. Say you sorry if you have to, and continue to move on. It's God that wants you to have better. It's not him wanting you to go out there and be out there and be. He wants you to be a high roller. Yes, he do, but he don't want you to be to the point where it's me doing these things and I'm the one doing it. It's me. I got this. I did this. I did that. I did that. No, you didn't do nothing. God is doing this. You got to get into the place where God did it. I know he will. Fight my battles for me. You're going to wonder how you sleep at night. It's God that's doing it. God will fight your battles. God will fight your anxieties. God will fight your worries. God will fight your pains. God will instill joy where that madness was. He will put an awesome love in your heart where that pain is. He will move the sorrow out your heart. He will give you peace where there is weariness, where there is sorrow, where there is grief. He will give you the sustainability of knowing him to where you can rest in him. All your courage, all your worries, all the things that you know that are taking you out of your best place. Stress. Lord, thank you, Jesus. It's one of the things that we take into ourselves that we, instead of just going with the flow, we try to go against the current. I figured it out in my own personal life that we go against the current, then that's when we get stressed. Stress doesn't allow you to be in a best place. It keeps you stagnated. It's like static. You know the static that be on that TV was sometimes that when you're trying to fix that, when we used to have them old antennas and grandma tell you go fix the antenna. That's that static that it's an interference that's keeping the broad ways of God coming into your life. See, we can't be in that place where you stress. Don't know mess come from stress. Only blessings come from God. So you got to stay out of that mess. Get out your mess. Don't wallow in it. Stay in a blessed place. Pray fast. Get into the word. I don't care if you get a scripture and you memorize that one scripture until you get better. Pray. Say it over and over and over again. God, I love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I know you, God. I don't care if it's a sentence, a word. You can say Jesus every time something happens. You can say my Lord every time something happens. I don't care if you don't know how to pray. Find you a praying place. Find, you can go on the internet. It'll actually tell you on Google how to pray. So ain't no reason why you say you ain't praying. Ain't no reason why you say you're not fasting. Ain't no reason why you say you can't get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to do your prayer. Ain't no reason why you can't get on the men and women's ministry. Ain't no reason why Sunday morning you can't get up and go to prayer. Because it's you stopping you. God ain't stopping you. God wants you to be in the best place. He won't stop you from getting to your best. Only stress stops you from getting to your best. So back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. And what we want to leave you in, if you all know, Well, I know that ADM and some other people, we were taught about engaging in the spirit. And when you, that's one place, huh? That is a place that you will know once you are engaging in the spirit, that obedience that we have been talking about today, that's when that obedience come into full play. That's when we were taught blessings come with obedience. When you are engaging in the spirit, when you are in his presence, you are in his presence. You are engaging with him. You are communicating with him. You are allowing the spirit to be your guide. And it says blessings come with that. You get into a place where you are properly positioned. Your posture is straight. You are properly in a position, and you're able to just stay right there with God and know that, because just as Jehoshaphat and his clan, they were engaged in the spirit. They were engaged. Their obedience showed that they were engaging in the spirit. They obeyed the word from God, the specific words from God to the T. Saints, that's engaging in the spirit. This is why they were able to reap the blessings, the benefits, the overflow that God had for them. Took days for them to gather. That's how much it was. It took days. Now, I'm not talking about the needs that you know, we sometimes get overflow confused. I'm not talking about the needs that were met. I'm talking about 4 days of plunder, an overflow, not what you expect, not what you know at this point in time. That's what you're supposed to have, because you have not advanced to the next level to receive something else. I'm talking about they received an abundance, and by them engaging in the spirit, it just shows that God does things exceedingly and abundantly. I really enjoyed this segment this morning, allowing Minister Chiquita to just be transparent, to knowing that God is exactly who he says he is. I am so thankful and grateful for our heads, the person, our leader, that does not allow us, no matter what, no matter what we going through, he does not allow us to sit there and whine and whimper. We cannot go to him and be, no, it's time for you to be bold for Christ. It's time for you to show exactly who God is. And if you're engaging in the spirit, I don't need to hear all of those things anyway. I need you to get into a place where you're showing exactly. You need to make a conscious decision as to what master you're going to serve. All we know is that one thing, that there is only one true God. Now, everybody else may sit and they may, you know, serve another God, but it is only one true God, and guess what? He's in control of everything. So you know what that tells me, and I'm going to share with you. If God is in control of everything, why wouldn't I want to be in his presence? Why wouldn't I ask him, Father, allow me to be in your presence, Father God? Why wouldn't I tell him, thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity day after day? Sometimes the day I'm in your presence more than I was in yesterday. Why? Because I'm seeking after him. I'm moving things out of the way. I'm not allowing the stress to continue to beat me up. Sometimes we need wake-up calls, and you need to be thankful that a person is going before you, interceding before you, a person that said that refused to allow you to stay on the side of the road, a person that refused to allow you to have one foot out and the other foot in, but do not want to allow you to be left behind, saying, no, let me pull you in his presence, because that's where I live. That's where I dwell. I dwell right there in the presence of the Lord. I seek for him every single day. I run after him no matter what the circumstances, no matter how much stress knocks me upside my head, no matter how many situations come before me, I'm staying in that place because I deserve to be there. I fought to be there. I did not sit there. Yeah, I fell down year after year, but I got up and I crawled my way in. If I had to bite my way in, if I had to push my way in, I continued to do so. I did it with no apologies. The prophetic say we are to be holy with no apologies. Being holy is in his presence, living how God expects for us to live. It's not an option, and failure in God's kingdom is not an option either. So I sit and say to you on today, not knowing why God led us to come this way, but I am so grateful that we are able to be in a place to allow God to use us as he chooses. As Minister Chiquita said, she had to let self get out of the way. As I say it all the time, and trust and believe, we have to beat flesh every single day. You have to keep your flesh under subjection. How do you do that? You get up, you start commanding different things that's coming in to try to hinder you, roadblocks, obstacles that's coming out in your way. You command them to get behind you. You command them to get out of your way. And then you have that boldness and your confidence. You walk right through it with no apologies and do not look back. We love you all. We thank you for coming to the table, the executive meeting today. We pray that the word that God allowed to go forth today touch not one person, but touch many. Don't you hold your head down. Don't you be ashamed of anything that you might have went through. Don't you just be so grateful that God did not overlook you. Be grateful, huh, that he heard your cry. Be grateful that he saw your humility, your humbleness. Be grateful that he sees today you may have a problem with loyalty, but he knows in your heart, because he's an inward God. He knows everything that's going on, that he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. Don't you leave God, and neither do you forsake him. Engage in his spirit. Stay in his presence. Stay in his presence for all the days of your life. Reap the benefits that God has for you. No, your benefits may not come all at one time, but if you truly sit and you look back over your life, you reminisce over some things, you'll see that today may be better than it was 10 years ago on this same day. You might have been in a place where you did, a place of darkness. On today, God is giving you an opportunity to walk into the light, to be illuminated with him, knowing that you are in his presence. So thanks. We say again, we want you to have a beautiful weekend. Today is free to praise free to praise God Friday. Praise God no matter where you at. If you feel a praise in your belly and you driving, you pull over on the side of the road, don't you dare hold that praise back. That praise might be confusing the enemy. That praise might be bringing you blessings. Don't you dare. You praise God and you give him all that you got, knowing that you are in his presence. Let it start walking, start asking, start moving, start seeking God more. Start, just get there and stay there. That's our problem. We cannot stay there. We get stagnated. We forget all the things that God has done for us. We forget that obedience is better than sacrifice. But I'm sitting here to tell you on today, obedience is better than sacrifice. And staying and remaining in his presence is the true way. So we love you. Don't forget, Sunday morning, we have a word. I know we got a rhema word for God, because he's just been on fire this week. So make sure you come out, get on them lines. That's 10:45. Thousands of people are on the line trying to be fed from God, trying to hear a word from God, asking him, how can I get into your presence? So this is what you need to do. Bring somebody out with you. Bring somebody out with you. Tell them to just put their heavenly seat, their spiritual seatbelts on, and just wait for it.
because they will. I promise you, in the name of Jesus, that they will receive a rhema word. So you come, we will see you on the line on Sunday and back again Monday morning, 7 a.m. You all stay blessed. Don't forget, give God his praises on today. It's free to praise God on Friday. And don't you forget that. Let everybody you see know it's okay to give God a praise. Minister Shakita, it was such a pleasure to for us to allow God to use us on today. Have a great day. In Jesus' name, peace.
You need to talk
what you want.
Me.
That's what he said.
He brought me.